even a peaceful resolution of the election won't set everything straight in Iraq. In the northern part of the country, for example, sectarian tensions remain near the boiling point. Unity among Kurds, Turkmen, Christians, and Arab Sunnis in the region remains an elusive goal. Ben Gilbert reports that U.S. troops there have coordinated joint patrols to try to get the sides to cooperate.
Captain Nick Loudon brought together his combined force of American soldiers, Iraqi army and police, and Kurdish troops, known as Peshmerga, for the first time this past January. He compared it to a middle school dance.
Peshmerga sat in one corner, Iraqi army sat in another corner, Iraqi police sat in another corner. We kind of sat in the middle and just watched everybody stare at each other. So think of it, we were the teachers at the middle school dance, just kind of like hanging out, making sure everybody got along.
It didn't look like the Iraqis would ever get along. But that changed as Loudon and his team trained and worked with the various groups. The combined force, called the Golden Lions, conducted team-building activities with members of each group on the same team. A little group scolding helped as well.
Hey! Smoking, no! You can't smoke in here. No smoking.
Loudon says the soldiers ignore him now, but initially, the smoking ban actually helped to bring the Iraqi groups together.
Like, in the beginning, we were like, you cannot smoke anywhere but the smoking area. So that kind of, like, brought them together. It was kind of this common meeting place where people started to bond, almost like a bar back home.
The bonding was needed. Invisible borders traverse four of Iraq's northern provinces. They're called the DIBs, or Disputed Internal Boundaries. On one side of the lines are Iraqi Kurds. On the other, mostly Iraqi Sunni Arabs. Because of ethnic cleansing under Saddam Hussein's regime, Kurds were moved out of some areas, and Arabs were moved in. Since the fall of Saddam, Kurds have moved back. Now, Arabs and Kurds lay claim to the same territory and the rich oil deposits that lie underneath. To diffuse tensions, the Golden Lions were set up by an agreement between Baghdad and the Kurdistan Regional Government. The Golden Lions combine the separate security forces set up by Arab Iraqis and by Kurds, and now man 26 checkpoints and run patrols across three provinces in northern Iraq.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Sergeant Pratt, let's head that way. We'll go talk to these people, find the Mukhtar, and knock this out.
U.S. Army Lieutenant Ben Robinson leads his joint patrol in a village on the outskirts of the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. This patrol is made up of four Peshmerga, four Iraqi soldiers and police, and includes four American soldiers. They use American vehicles emblazoned with a golden lion. The patrols are meant to show Iraqis of all stripes that the various security forces can work together.
And most of the time, I mean, we get positive feedback from most of the villages we go to, that they're pleased to actually see all three of these forces working together.
But the difficult task ahead in northern Iraq is evident on this patrol. The point is to talk to the local mayor about American aid projects, but the village is split into two, and each side has its own mayor. On the way back to the base, an Iraqi policeman explains the fault lines in northern Iraq. He says, the people in this village, they work together, they know each other, and they get along. But when the election comes, they vote along ethnic lines, because they want someone from their ethnicity to represent them in parliament in Baghdad, hoping that they will do something for him, he says. The combined security patrols and checkpoints are also controversial. Arabs say they legitimize the presence of the Kurdish Peshmerga security forces in areas where Arabs say they shouldn't be. It's the same on the other side as well. During the elections in the city of Kirkuk, joint security patrols were used for the first time inside the city to calm tensions between Arabs and Kurds, but right after the elections ended, the U.S. and Iraqi commanders decided the combined patrols were rubbing members of all communities the wrong way, says Captain Loudon.
They really just don't want to upset anybody or upset the balance that they have going on right now. So until everybody starts viewing this as like a separate, unbiased force, you know, we're probably going to stay away from the city as much as possible.
And American officials seem to understand the conundrum. One U.S. diplomat said leaving the disputed areas unresolved will be a prescription for future instability and is a very important piece of unfinished business that needs to be finished here. U.S. military commanders hope to draw down forces in northern Iraq from 22,000 troops to 9,000 this fall. Those remaining troops will hopefully give the U.S., the United Nations, the Baghdad government, and the Kurdistan government some breathing room to finally hammer out an agreement over the status of northern Iraq. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Kirkuk.
Ben Gilbert sent photos of some of the people mentioned in that report. You can find his pictures at theworld.org.